Hey, I'm Andrew.
And I'm Chris. We're the host of True Believers, a comic book podcast, our weekly show about all things comics.
Welcome to episode 16 of True Believers. Chris and I will be reviewing the United States of Captain America. It's a 5-issue limited series that celebrates 80 years of Captain America.
Okay. Everybody knows that Captain America was created by Joe Simon and Jack Kirby in 1941 and was one of the most popular superheroes during World War II before the popularity of superheroes drastically dropped post-war. Steve disappears, presumed dead after the war and fighting communism, comes back in the 60s, rises back into the upper echelon of popularity, recognition, got the Marvel Cinematic Universe. Are we caught up?
Yeah, I think that's about it. So what happened prior to this one? Because I don't really know. Like, how did we get here?
It doesn't matter.
Because I really don't know. I started reading it and I was just kind of like, okay, just vibes. Just vibes. Listen,
we're post-Siege. We're post-Civil War. We're post-Dark Reign. We're post-House of M. We're post-everything. We're in the modern day. We are post-Sam Wilson as Captain America. We're post-Nazi Cap. We're post-John Walker. We're post-it all. We're post-East Coast Avengers. We're post-West Coast Avengers. We're post-it all.
Steve is still just going, this man. Okay, so first things first, I'm going to say something really quick before we talk about this. Steve's body was so big in this. Like, so it was like comical how big he was. I was like, well, who is?
Okay, this.
That's a lot of steroids. Weeks
after you talk about how Colossus is so big and hot. That's I'm just saying.
Those are not even comparable. Because did you see his shoulders and like his titties were so big? I was like, who did this? I
called him his titties.
They were huge. That's, yeah, so that was like. Second, first page, I was like, why is his body so big? But other than that, you know, how did you feel about this one? I know you loved it, so I'm gonna let you talk about it first.
No, I really, really liked it. I really liked United States of Captain America from the first issue. It reminds me of another series that I really like. Well, two other ones. Batman Incorporated, obviously, where you see that Batman has agents all over the world who, you know, fight the good fight. And We Are Robin, which is focused in Gotham City, which I know I've said before is a pit and I'm not interested in anything going on there, but We Are Robin was about people taking back their city. You know what I'm saying? They used a symbol that was popular. The Robin symbol, they all had their own costumes. They had their own unique identity as Robins. They adhered to a code and they were all improving the city in their own way.
Yeah.
And that's what they're doing with the United States of Captain America. It really brought forth a lot of questions like, what does America mean to you? What does it mean to be American? What does it mean to stand together and fight up against a common threat? What, I don't know, patriotism?
Mm-hmm.
What does it mean to be Captain America?
See, that's actually one of the things that I didn't quite like about this story is because, like, obviously the message is important and it's like a good message to be sending to people, but they did so much of it. I thought it was like almost too much patriotism.
I actually thought the opposite. I would say that they didn't give what could have been gave. Knowing this was a 5-issue limited series, I got really excited because, you know, I love a good limited series, TV, comics, anything.
So much easier to read 5 issues opposed to 77. So yeah,
not even just like a ease of access. I mean, like, I feel like that's how you know that you are a master storyteller. You don't need anything extra. You don't need no pizza. Mm-hmm. We got food here. And with this, I feel like they started off really good with Steve on. They're on this road trip, you know, so that's classic, like, road trip Americana. We're taking in the sights. We are moving with a purpose. And Steve and Sam.
It starts background. Off with Steve is in his apartment and some really fast man comes in and beats his ass, steals his shield and leaves. And then they're like, what just happened?
So they, Steve and Sam literally have to get on their motorcycles, which I thought was cool. Sam was back in his Captain America uniform, which I was like, happy to see you, my brother. Happy to see you. He was like, I thought, you know, since they stole the shield, this should be 2 Captain Americas. I was like, period.
See, it was just so much symbolism in this. I was like, okay, can we tone it down a little bit? Just a little bit.
I thought that was so cool. It's really about after issue number 3 where they fall off for me, because they had so much to say about what it means to be Captain America, what it means to stand up for other people who need, what it means really to be a hero, I think. And they start off really good. In the first issue, they introduce Aaron Fisher, the Captain America of the railways. Yeah. And this was the one, before they announced exactly what the series was, Newsarama, which is a messy ass bitch of of a news site. They shared, they're like, oh, this is the new Captain America. He's LGBT and he's homeless. And they show Aaron Fisher with his cute little overalls. And then all of the middle-aged men who hate everything, they were like, not my Captain America. This sucks. And I was like, well, what is it? And then like maybe 2 months later, they were like, oh, United States of Captain America. And I was like, oh, so they didn't even know what it was to get really mad about.
It wasn't a super serum Captain America. But I will say that that normally I'm not a fan of when they introduce new characters just because you never know which way it's going to go, right? Like, it could easily go south, and often it does. But this time I loved every new character that they introduced, every single
all
one.
All the captains?
Yeah, I thought it was great. Every single character they introduced definitely had a place in this story, which is really hard to do sometimes, apparently.
Especially because they don't even really have anything aside from being the captains and being targeted as symbols of, like, not just of patriotism, but of heroism. Because they themselves are being targeted. They're part of the main story, but you don't really see how they fit into the larger story until they all have their little mini, their little mini issue at the back. Yeah. So, where you get, that's where you get to really see them and how they become Captain America and how they model that through their everyday actions, which is really cool.
I liked that they did that too, because they just kind of introduced them like at the start of the comic or whatever of that issue.
Because
that certain
Steve
issue.
Is like, I got my ass beat by a guy dressed like Captain America. They find Aaron Fisher. Yeah. They like, you going to jail tonight. Give me the shield. And he was like,
oh, see, okay, I'm going to just talk about the things I don't like, apparently, because, but I didn't like that Aaron also, like, how is he boomeranging his little wooden shield like he's Captain America? You saw that?
Was it even made of wood?
I don't know, because they called him Woody something. I don't remember it right now, but
I was enjoying the fit. You know, I live for an overall fit.
Did you see his tattoos, too? Like, all of his tattoos, like, he has a that's red, white, and blue on his shoulder, and he has, like, a American flag on the other shoulder. Like, his tattoos were so overdone, but I actually like this one, how first overdone all, they were.
I was like, I know Captain Dark Phoenix is not
like my, I loved
everybody
it.
Else's tattoos.
No, his tattoos are great. I think
no, the way I love them so much.
Drew all of these different captains was kind of incredible. I'm not gonna lie.
I really like that they all have a unique, not just like just it's a different outfit, but something that is true to who they are. Captain America uniform, a way for them to say like, I am Captain America, and to model that. That was really cool. And then to see somebody from, I don't want to say an unthought about population, because Aaron Fisher is unhoused or like homeless. So somebody that people we usually don't think about.
He's underrepresented a lot. His community is.
Yeah. And especially because of how many LGBTQ youth
are homeless. Especially because Aaron Fisher was homeless because his parents kicked him out for being gay. And like, that is a huge thing that's actually happening that is not talked about enough.
And it really, it brought attention to the way that people look down on people for being homeless, or how people think of homeless people as like a societal ill instead of people who are needing like help.
And if you read Aaron Fisher's little backstory at the end, which again is a really good thing that they did, they put backstories at the end of every issue for the character they're introducing. But if
they're
you read,
this is Captain America.
Exactly. And this is why they're Captain America. But Aaron Fisher's like, it brings a lot of like different situations that could lead to homelessness. It's not just as black and white as people try to make it be. So I did like that they did that with him very much.
And the what they did in the United States of Captain America, they were giving anyone can be a hero. And I was like, anyone can. And then at
see,
the end
I
of
think
the
that's
issue,
also
Aaron
an
Fisher,
overdone trope. Sorry. Okay, go ahead.
But
sorry.
I like it in this case. It is very overdone. But in this case, it does make sense because they were like, yeah, when they're all becoming the target, it makes sense that they would make it this obvious. I was like, okay, because Aaron tells them, he's like, oh yeah, I'm not even the only Captain America out here. There's a whole network of us. And they're like, what? Because I know Steve was thinking about his copyright. He was like, ciao.
Oh, it also starts off with like the Smithsonian wants Captain America's shield for like, I don't know, historical
purposes.
First of all,
y'all not getting my vibranium shield.
That's what I'm saying. Why would you ask? How could you come to me and ask for my only weapon right now? Or like at least my favorite. He has other shields.
Y'all didn't even ask me for the ghetto ass one that Iron Man made me. That's like a hologram.
Actually, I thought that one was kind of dope. I'm not going to lie. But it's like, you can't throw that one. Why did you give him that, Tony? You could have just made him another shield. Like, you know what I mean?
With what? Vibranium? Because how are you going to get that?
If he can, he has all his nanite. Nanotechnology? Yeah, he has all this fucking crazy advanced technology. You couldn't have made him a shield that he can throw.
No, see, that makes sense. Because you said make another shield, I was like, what vibranium? Where he gonna get? What shoes he got on? What shoes
Tony
he got
Stark, on his the desk? Ultimate billionaire in Marvel Comics. Like, you couldn't have found something.
First of all, the ultimate billionaire in Marvel Comics
is Namor.
It's T'Challa.
It's Namor. I think he's the richest one. Not that it even matters.
Who's running up right behind him? T'Challa.
And then Tony, I think. You're still top three of the richest people in all of the Marvel universe.
Because I thought he was behind like Doctor Doom and like a bunch
of other Doctor
people.
Doom too. I don't know. Anybody who runs the country. He's super rich.
First of all, he's unethically rich.
I almost want to look that up. I'm going to write that down. We'll put that in the notes because I want to know.
Anyway, so we get to issue number 2. And our Captain America is Nichelle Wright, the Captain America of Harrisburg, Pennsylvania.
Nichelle Wright, her costume is amazing. She's like a gymnast, an ex-former gymnast, because she becomes Captain America. And her costume is so good.
She's a social activist,
but her costume, like, she has like one, she's wearing like a leotard kind of, with just one leg.
If any of you have ever seen Flojo, it's giving Flojo. She got the one leg out, she's got the combat boots,
and she got purple in her hair. I was like,
listen, it's giving Bucky Barnes and Flojo. Like, that's what it gave.
Half a mask that only covered her eyes, but her hair was still out. Like, that was the look. And she wore a hood
too, and the hood has the little wings on it. This is what we mean when we say every Captain America uniform is unique to who they are, because Nichelle is screamed gymnast. I'm really upset nobody recognized it was her before she got unmasked by the fake Captain America when they blew up that pipe. Like, I just don't understand how nobody thought it was her.
Okay. And it should be said that, like, what's happening right now is like some unknown villains are just trying to destroy Captain America's reputation.
They want people to stop believing in like the spirit of America or whatever.
And they also just straight up want to kill this net worth of Captain's America. Captain's America, not Captain America's.
The Captain's Network. They want to destroy the Captain's Network. So yeah, they're seeking them out. And Nichelle is in jail.
Because they framed her. They framed her.
They destroy some pipe, which, to be fair, it's not fair. Yes.
They were poisoning the water supply, so Nichelle was already against this pipe.
Yeah, I was about to say, it doesn't make sense, because I would have looked at her even if she hadn't showed up dressed like Captain America. I would have been like, I know who did it.
So, you know, understandable why they would frame her this way.
All of the police in town, they're racist. So they've been trying to lock Nichelle up all this time.
Sam throws the fucking captain through a window. Because what did he say? He made some comment like, oh, well, she's just a black girl.
It doesn't matter if she's guilty or not. He was very much giving, she needs to learn her place. And I was like, okay. Was it Sam that threw him out? Because he made some comment like,
what is the word whenever like a microaggression? White person, he made a microaggressive comment, and then Sam stood up and was like, did you? And then he goes, yeah, you know exactly what I mean. So Sam just throws him against a window.
As he should, respect.
As he should. Yeah. So that's what happened.
He did that for the culture.
But Nichelle really did it. Nichelle was such a good character to add to this. So was Aaron Fisher. But Nichelle really, it was a costume for me. I think that makes her a little bit more lovely.
Part about this issue is once they've fought off the fake Captain America and this random bitch who's with him, they're like, Sam and Steve are like, do you want to come with us? And Nichelle is like, no, I have to stay for my community. And I was like, period. But she's on the run because everybody knows who she is.
And then you read her little background story.
And her background story wasn't even a backstory. It was like a current story. What's happening now? She goes in to stop, it wasn't even like a robbery. It was like two drunk idiots acting up.
It was two rich white men who were happy that she was gone because it was the commissioner's son. That's who it was. Remember the one that just got through the window? It was just him acting up just because Nichelle was gone. So who's going to stop you now?
But so surprise. She ran in there and tacked that tail real quick and then disappeared into the night. The best part about this is that you find out exactly how many people in Harrisburg support Nichelle, how many people she's got behind her in her corner. That was so good. I almost teared up a little bit. It loves you back.
I know. Because she's sitting there. I assume it's like an underground YouTube type of thing of people just like talking about how much they love Nichelle. And Nichelle's crying. I was like, I'm crying. That was so good.
And the fact that she was a college gymnast. So this is somebody who's given, like, she's put a lot of money and time. Gymnastics is not a cheap sport. So she's put money and time into this sport. And this is probably what was going to carry her through school, maybe even to the Olympics. And because of how much her community means to her, that's like something that she's given up on to focus on activism. That is so cool.
I know. And it's also a physically taxing sport. So, like, just imagine how good this bitch is in shape.
I tell you, Nichelle could crack walnuts with these legs. Like, first of all, she's giving Dick Grayson a run for that money.
But also, okay, so we see at the end of the first one that some girl tries to shoot Erin, like, just some sniper, whatever, she gets away. But you see in this issue, like, you actually see her costume. And, like, okay, so spoiler, it's Sin, like, Red Skull's daughter. But her costume also was really good.
Oh, her little fake, this, I don't her wanna... little American mask or whatever. Yeah. She's got like this. If you've ever seen the Texas flag, it kind of looks like that.
I don't want to root for Nazis ever, but the costume was actually nice, you know?
You sound like me when I was reading Multiversity, and I, like, okay, if you read it digitally, I'd never finished it, so I was like, oh, man, I might as well finish it now. And so if you read it digitally, like, it shows you, like, the picture first, and, you know, it just focuses on different stuff. Mm-hmm. And there was this, in one universe, there was this, like, kind of Nordic looking Justice League, and I looked, I was like, oh, they're Wonder Woman, she's so pretty, she's like a Viking, that's cool. And then I was like, oh, Superman got the drip, whatever. So I get all the way up to, I believe it's their Green Lantern, and I notice something. Do you know what it is?
Oh, I don't know. I have no idea.
Double lightning bolt.
No.
So then I'm like, what? So I zoom out, and they're fucking Nazis. Oh my god. No. I've never been more troubled in my life than that moment.
Yeah, I can see that. So you were low-key rooting for Nazis the whole time?
Well, I wasn't rooting for them. It's like, no, before they even get into the story, they show you the Justice League of that world or who the heroes are. And I was like, oh, they all look like, because they were really nice designs. But then when I looked back at Superman, I was like, oh my god. Because you can see it once you see the big picture. And I would not have noticed until I flipped the page if I hadn't seen that double lightning bolt on the, I think it was the Green Lantern. And I was like,
yeah. Side note to that, though, we should just stop trying to make Nazis happen. Nazis and white supremacy are just not a thing that we need ever. They're one of the lowest forms of humanity. So why do we keep trying to make that happen in comic books? We've already had Nazi Cap. We had Nazi Superman at one point, didn't we? Like, we don't need this, y'all.
No, I thought he was just a communist. He's been a Nazi. Well, actually, I just literally said Nazi Superman. So, yeah.
Yeah, we just need to stop trying to make Nazis happen. There's a reason they lost the war.
Is really good. It almost has nothing to do with the Nazis. Like, they all get blown up, and like Nazi Superman is just sitting there like, damn. Let everybody get blown up. It was crazy.
Yeah, that was also one of my problems with this story. I was like, I know that he's very anti-Nazi, Captain America is, but can we stop if you're bringing Nazis even as the villain, you're still incorporating them in the story and giving them a limelight that they shouldn't have.
There are so many other problems with America than Nazis.
So stop focusing on Nazis.
Like, I get that this is Captain America. I get that it's been 80 years of Captain America. And I get that Captain America was created to fight the Nazis. But, like, damn.
Enough is enough.
Who are the real problems in America?
And let's
pick those people and just start making fun of them.
Right. And, you know, also, spoiler, towards the end, Hitler even gets involved in this story. And it's like,
that's where we lose the plot. Because
Steve was saying
at the beginning of the first three issues about, like, literally what America means to him. He was in, like, how freedom isn't free, also, and how the promise of America never lives up to the reality. That was all such good stuff, especially when you intercut it with all the stories of the different captains, and then the main storyline involving the different captains, and then their personal stories at the end. It all was such good stuff, and we're going such a different place, such a good place, until, I won't even say issue number three, is actually issue number four, where we kind of lose where we were going, because issue three was so good. Our Captain America is Joe Gomez, the Captain America of the Kickapoo tribe, and also his Kickapoo name is, it means thunder that jumps across the sky. That is the coolest thing I've ever heard.
That is cool as shit. So also, this line was one of my favorite lines in the whole thing. It was whenever Sam was making fun of Steve for making actual paper notes with paper and pen. He's like, you know, you can use your cell phone for that, right? And he goes, Steve's like, no, I use my phone to call people. And it's like, you can see how old this man really is.
It's funny that you would say that, because Joe Gomez is like 43.
Oh, no, Sam said that to Steve at the beginning.
No, I know he said it to Steve, but like, the fact that like Sam and Joe, they're like the same age. First of all, Sam, you're old too. I bet you if I asked you to Snapchat me something, that's what I'm saying. Like,
so no, I think if somebody could Snapchat it, it's Sam. Old.
Sam. You know what? You're right.
Yeah,
you're right. That's not Sam. I bet you Sam in the Marvel 616, I bet you he is one of the most followed Avengers on social media because he looks like he's the only one who has a good social media presence.
Yeah, I totally would believe that. Sam is, you know, a likable person. But so what even happened in this one? Oh, I mean, at the end, Bucky joins the story, which is pretty cool. You know, Bucky's always a good addition to the Captain America team.
Yeah, so what's happening in the main story? So Joe is the Kickapoo Captain America. They meet him on the reservation. And he is a normal, cool guy. He's honestly, like, personality-wise, like, my favorite of the cast. Yeah,
and his costume, too. Well, no,
actually, Ariel is my favorite, just because of her side story. She ate that.
She did.
But she so ate.
She really did. Yeah, her side story was great. Ariel's the next one.
But, so, Joe, he is, there's a local politician who's running for office. The Agents of Darkness are attempting to sabotage, and they want to attack Joe because they know he's involved in the community. Like, everybody knows who Joe is. It's not like a secret. He wears a mask, but it's just for the look.
So each of these Captain Americas kind of have like a different part of society that they're trying to help, you know, and the first two are pretty much about fighting crime. Joe's biggest thing is just he wants to help people, like fixing their pipes, help their plumbing. He's just trying to be a handyman for the community.
He's just a good man.
Yeah, he's just a good person. I mean, obviously he fights crime too, but like his biggest thing is he's just trying to help community by physically fixing their problems. I was like, respect, Joe. That's badass.
And then like with the United States of Captain America, they really hammer in that like the any person doing everyday acts, like that's heroism too. I was like, exactly, like that's where we should have been going. Of unfortunately next issue we kind of lose it with Nazis, but so they go to like they attempt to assassinate this politician. Joe ends up getting hurt, but he's you can't take him down. He's
you can't
one.
Kill a bad bitch
and can't because Joe is like, I'm still in this thing.
First of all, he gets like stabbed or sliced up open on the chest or something crazy, and he's still fighting. You're not gonna bring Joe down. Not my Kickapoo Captain America.
It won't.
It's not gonna happen.
And then they were like, is there anything historically significant in the area? And it was like one of the elementary schools that got desegregated first or something. And I was like,
it was a really big one. I can't remember the name of it, but it's like a huge thing.
Okay. Oh, wait. Okay. So it was at Monroe Elementary School where they integrated because of Brown versus Board of Education. Mm-hmm. And the first person to show up, obviously, is fake ass Captain America, who we realize now is Speed Demon. I was like, damn, not Speed Demon.
Nobody cares totally about Speed Demon any time of the day. Honestly.
The only Speed Demon people care about is the Michael Jackson song, because I was like, who the fuck is Speed Demon? And then I was like, oh, that guy. It's like he wouldn't normally act like that, but I was like,
he was hypnotized or something like that. Mind control. I don't remember.
Yep. So when they go to this, they meet up with this. Prescott is running for governor of Kansas. And Joe is like, we got to protect Prescott. He's going to be there. He's going to be at his little, you know, this was a distraction, blah, 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 blah. So Speed Demon goes to attack Prescott with the shield. And who pops up but Bucky motherfucking Barnes? He's like, boom. Yeah.
And should, and then, like I said, he's always a good addition to the fucking Captain America team. Bucky should always be there, in my opinion.
Yeah, and Bucky was Captain America, even though I personally, like, you know how racist people were being when they announced the Falcon and the Winter Soldier, or like when Steve gave Sam the shield at the end of
Endgame?
Yeah, and people were all mad. They were like, it should have gone to Bucky. I was like, have y'all not seen what Bucky does when he's Captain America?
Listen, this is a thing that I also have problems with. We just need to stop letting Bucky have the shield, first of all.
Listen, I like Bucky. Don't get me wrong. Always have. But that boy is bad news. He's a menace to society. Like, listen, he used to shoot people in the legs as Captain America.
I mean, some people deserve it. When you're shooting Nazis, personally, I think the legs is like the last thing you should be going for. But
if you're shooting Nazis, you aim for the skull.
Exactly.
The red skull.
Ooh.
Ooh.
Bucky spent his entire life like trying to separate himself from, you know, his whole Nazism that he got stuck under. But well, no, he actually it's kind of the same thing at this point. He spent his whole life like reclaiming his own identity as the Winter Soldier, basically. And so stop trying to like take that away from him. He's not supposed to be Captain America. He's the Winter Soldier. He spent his whole life reclaiming the Winter Soldier for himself. Let him do what he's been trying to do. Period. You know, so stop trying to let that happen.
That's is this like the one thing we actually beefs. Agree on?
Maybe. Because I hate that. I hate it so much. Let this man
and be then the Winter I don't Soldier. Understand why, like, especially with MCU Bucky, I don't understand why they would want him to be Captain America, because I'd be like, this man's brain was Swiss cheese 2 years ago. Can you please just let him acclimate? Like, he could throw the shield a couple times if he really wants to. Like, him and Sam did it in the show.
Yeah.
I shouldn't have said it like that. Him and Sam did it in the show. They didn't do it in the show, so I don't want people to hear
thought
that
they were going to, but they didn't.
It kind of looked like they were about to.
There was a lot times. Of homoeroticism going on there. But, you know,
boy, you know exactly what you did on the boat.
Besides all those points, I'm sorry, no, we just Natalie. Need to let Bucky be the Winter Soldier. Like, stop trying to make him happen. He's not necessarily a hero at all times, you know.
No, he is. And, you know, actually,
you know,
I feel like
it's questionable.
I feel like it's not questionable if Red Hood can just go right to heroism and be like, yep, I'm just part of the regular bad family. I don't want anybody saying shit about Bucky.
Another side note, that's definitely going to have to be another episode, because I think that shit is so dumb.
I
he does
it,
not personally. Deserve that redemption. He did not deserve that.
Yes, he did, first of all.
Anyways, that's a whole
what
other
episode.
What
did he do
episode.
That was that bad? Name one thing he did that I wouldn't agree with.
All the murder of innocent people just to fuck up
with. What innocent people?
Literally innocent people on the streets just to like throw a wrench in Bruce's plan in or the City. Titans' plan. So?
Them people wasn't innocent.
There's a few innocent people in Gotham City.
They left. They live in Metropolis now.
I mean, that's what I would have done. I wouldn't have lived in Gotham City ever. That's the Gotham ghetto of the whole United States it's in the DC universe. But okay, so back to actually what we're talking about. So basically that ends issue 3 was really good. And then this is like when Christian said it goes downhill from here a little bit.
Like they had so much good stuff, especially with Joe, because they reveal in the middle of the issue that he's got a giant like shrine room to Steve Rogers. And you're like, and then the stalker music started playing in my head because I was thinking, hello, you.
Well, but then you see like the end why he does
why he
idolize
likes you
Captain
so much,
America.
He says,
and
you don't remember
sense.
Me, do you?
Yeah, and they never referenced it again. I was like, why not? But then at the end, whenever you're reading his little solo part, you're like, oh, I like this.
Yeah, it had a lot about, and then Joe kind of epitomized what Nichelle said in issue number 2. Nichelle said, I don't need you to inspire me to be here. I don't need to be saved. I just need, like, your inspiration inspires me to help other people.
First of and all, Nichelle also kind of dragged them a little bit, because she's like, you guys focus on the big things like aliens and stuff. I actually take
and
care of the
cool.
community. See what I need to do? I need
she
to go back to what
them,
I do.
But she was like, you know, that's fine. We need somebody who does that too. But the people here, they need me. And that's what Joe said that too. He said,
exactly.
The people here, they need me.
Well, Joe was in the hospital. It ends with him in the hospital because he gets off the stretcher to go punch Speed Demon in the face, and then he's like, all right, I really gotta go to the hospital now. It's like, you shouldn't be there by now.
Like, you were in the ambulance, Joe.
It didn't even
we
stop
did it,
Speed
Joe.
Demon
we did it Joe.
So that one is really good, and this is kind of where it falls flat. You learn like the whole plot is basically,
because in issue 4 you learn the whole plot and you don't even get a lot of this issue's Captain America. The Captain's Network is running now. Bucky and Sam and Steve, they're all together in some, I would love to say unknown location, but I know exactly where they are. I just didn't commit it to memory. And
they
it
were
won't
in
be
Colorado
and read the comic book yourself.
You should. Because this is when you figure out what the plan is. But if you're reading these, it is not hard to figure out what the plan is. It is the most overdone plan also. Like, this happens in so many comic books. Like, how did y'all do this? Whatever.
Okay, so the plan basically is... Well, first, no. Not even getting into the plan. Let's get into the captains. Because issue 4 is Captain America is Ariel...
It's Ariel Agbayani.
The campus Captain America.
Yes. Sorry if I said that wrong. But I'm pretty sure it's Ariel Agbayani.
Yes, and she's 19. She operates in Boston, Massachusetts. Oh, we should have been explaining who they were the whole time, but she's a scholarship student at Harvard
University. Y'all can read these yourselves because they're good enough to read, okay?
And they are. And if you follow our social media, you will get to see their profile because No,
because it's going to be on the social media.
Yeah. But yeah. So they introduce Ariel, but she doesn't. She shows up with Aaron.
Aaron's back.
Aaron Fisher. Yeah. But Ariel and Aaron show up like in her little shitty college kid car.
And then Bucky makes a comment about Steve's cell phone usage as well, because Steve is trying to physically call people one by one
for the Captain's Network. And he was like, yeah, if you saved the numbers, you wouldn't have to
dial it every time. I was like, leave this old man alone. He's doing his best.
But the fact that Bucky is only just a little bit younger than Steve, well, not just a little bit, because they're, what, like, probably 15 years apart in age.
Not even that. They're more like 5 years apart, I think.
Nah.
Yeah,
because Bucky was a kid superhero.
I'm pretty sure that they're about the same age. I don't know. Either way, they're about the same age. They're both close, way too close to 100 to be comfortable.
True. The age Bucky was actually, you know, alive for those years. Alive and active.
But yeah, so everyone just making fun of Steve is fucking hilarious. Steve's just trying to use his phone and everyone's like, no, old man.
The fact that somebody in your generation is on your ass like this, that is that for me.
Mm-hmm.
Because Steve and Bucky, he's like, no. And then as the captains gather, I'm like, okay, we got Aaron. We got, like, Nichelle couldn't come. Or she said no, I think. But she shows up for issue number 5. So we got Aaron and Ariel. We got Sam. We got Steve. We got Bucky. Captains gathered, right? Steve is like, oh, actually, I'm going to have to go meet with him. And Bucky is like, no, anything but that. And so I'm like, oh, who could be showing up at this hour? And guess who it is?
Even I was like, who are they talking about? Who are they going to go meet? And John Walker,
the U.S. agent, drunk as a skunk.
If you've ever watched
the day at a bar,
if you watched The Falcon and the Winter Soldier, it's that same John Walker, that piece of shit imposter one that shows up. That's
I think it's John so Walker. Funny that his name is John Walker and like he's a drunk.
Johnny Walker, like the
yeah. I've always wondered if that was like intentional or if that was just like they were like, yeah, we're gonna make him a drunk later. Or
I hope that was intentional. They're like, we're gonna make this alcoholic guy John Walker, because that's funny, it's clever. I would have done it, but I'm not a writer.
Not a writer. Yeah, you never know. You might get published at DC someday.
Maybe.
I think you might have slandered Marvel too much.
Yeah, I think so. Right? They're gonna be like, I don't think so. Not another exclusive gay. Honestly, DC though, what would I write at DC? I would go Teen Titans, I think, straight to Teen Titans.
If I was gonna write something for DC, I already know what it is. I would write an Elseworld where Superman was like, I just one of those black Superman Elseworlds, but that's just because I think Superman should be played or should have been played by Wentworth Miller.
I'm surprised you didn't say Midnighter. I thought you were going to say Midnighter.
Nah, I don't think I'm tough enough for that.
It'd be like the least hardcore Midnighter.
I like Midnighter. Don't get me wrong. He's one of my favorite characters. But like, this is a person who revels in violence, who sees like, who's like, ooh, I'm about to beat your ass. What a smile. You know, what is that song? I'm about to whoop your ass. That's Midnighter. And I'm not that. If I was gonna, honestly, I would do Amethyst, Princess of Gemworld, or like something really cute.
Yeah, that's very you. But anyway, so back to number 4. So at this point, like, you know, they split up. John Walker goes back home, back to the hideaway. America. He goes to the hideaway with Captains. Oh.
So you're saying Cap took him home?
That's exactly what happened. I started saying it and I was like, damn, not the homoeroticism again. No one wants to be homoerotic with John Walker, though. That's just not the vibe.
Anyway, so all the captains have gathered. John Walker is being a piece of shit, as always. Anyway, they track down where... Oh, so the plan is, they're like, okay, what could this possibly be? What is it? And then Steve is like, oh my God, it's the hate monger.
The hate monger, by the way, y'all, is literally like the embodiment of... The living embodiment of Hitler's consciousness. Like, what... Why do we want that in a story ever?
Hitler brain goop.
It's literally like this black foamy cloud thing of hate.
They keep it in a tube and they want to steal the Hitler brain goop and then use it for something. And I was like, okay.
This is when it starts getting very south for me. At this point, it was just like too much symbolism that I just couldn't get on board with it. But now the story is just going south.
And it's like the story, like the A story isn't bad. Like all the captains, you know, they're all working together as a team. But the B story, which is like the plot, you know, the things that are happening, I was like, ma'am.
We already had ma'am. Red Skull's daughter. We already had, what the fuck was her name? The old tall Nazi bitch. I can't remember what her fucking name is.
Was that not Mother Superior? Or no, the General.
General Superior. Yeah. I don't know. Too many Nazis to remember. I try not to commit Nazis to memory.
Speed Demon, who isn't a Nazi, he just got brainwashed by them. And that happened. And then skipping to the end, because I'm not going to tell y'all what happened. I don't have the brain capacity or the wording to tell y'all what happened.
It's important that Bucky and them split up at this point. Bucky and Sam split up because they go to get the other captain whose name I don't remember.
We meet him in issue number 4. It's Jeremy Merrick.
That's it.
So Captain Merrick is one of the guardians of the Hatemonger. And they introduce him in issue number 4, where Warrior Woman and Sin and Speed Demon, who is, you know, brainwashed, they try and stop her from releasing the Hatemonger, but she uses the shield to mesmerize people. But Steve, John, they all on that ass. They try and stop them from releasing Hatemonger, but they don't. They're in the wind. They manage to capture Sin or whatever. And John Walker is like, girl, I'm about to beat the shit out of you.
Tortures her for information. Yeah, it's kind of falling apart at this point, right?
Issue number 4. I mean, it doesn't really fall apart because it still makes sense. But I feel like what they were trying to say about America, that's where that falls apart.
Exactly. They're also kind of missing the mark. I don't want to read about Nazis. That's what I'm saying. I'm so tired of just Nazis. You do realize you lost the war 80 years ago, right? Almost 90 years ago. There's a reason you lost. It's because you suck and you don't belong in anything ever. But you know, whatever. What do I know? I don't write comics.
Why Marvel's not gonna hire you.
I'm just so tired of seeing things that we shouldn't. Because, like I said, when you keep writing them, even as the villain, you're still giving them a spotlight they don't deserve.
Funny. It's not funny. It's not about Nazis, but you know, Sin's name is Cynthia. It's like S-I-N Cynthia, like Cynthia, Cynthia. Yeah.
It's so dumb. I mean, that's not dumb. I actually really like that. I was just dumb about Nazis.
No, it's dumb because she's a Nazi. Only a dumb Nazi would think of some super shit like that.
I know. But
anyway, so we get to Ariel's story at the end because I'm wondering how she became Captain America because she really doesn't have a lot of lines. Like, it's not like Aaron, Nichelle, and Joe where they're in most of the main storyline in their issue. She's kind of in the background.
She just pops up to join the story and like continues with the story at that point. Like, you don't know anything about this girl at all. She's just there.
They introduce her as the campus Captain America. And I'm wondering, well, like, what could she be doing? And you see that it's Halloween and you see that all these girls are getting ready to go out and their friend who has been assaulted, she is like kind of hiding in her room. And they're like, are you sure you don't want to come to the party with us? Do you want us to bring you back anything? And she's like, no. And so you see Ariel, like she goes out to some creepy frat house and like she's looking for the evidence, for the details, because they're trying to silence this girl and she's like, nah, not on my watch.
Well, first they even make some comment because Ariel's the last to leave, the group of friends leave before her, and they're like, you better hurry because you know Elliot's gonna be there. And then like you meet the girl under the covers who had been assaulted, and she's like, and then they make a comment about how Elliot had assaulted her. So you're sitting there like, wait a minute, who is Elliot?
Because it's so confusing. And then they kind of like,
yeah, so we kind of learn who Elliot is. Once we get to the party, Elliot's the first one at the door, or like the second, you know, he's like one of the first people you see. And he's just your typical college frat guy. We find out his dad owns half of campus, so he gets away with all this bullshit that a typical white man does. And it's so annoying.
He's a complete dick face. The thing that's so obnoxious about him is that when we meet him, he has, it's Halloween, like you said, he has the audacity to be dressed as Captain America.
Yeah.
And then when she passes by, like, obviously she's wearing a mask and like her Captain America uniform, he says, hey, sexy ninja, you want to show me some of your jujitsu? And then she's like, ew, get away. And he like grabbed her. And then one of the other like frat guys was like, leave that girl alone. And he's like, she was totally into it. He was so disgusting. And I was like, ugh, get away. And then So Ariel, she finds the evidence, you know, she sneaks through, and then he's like, oh my God, you know, they have a little tussle, but you know, you can't keep a bad bitch down. So Ariel wins, and she's like, period. He's like telling, period. He's like yelling out, don't let that girl dressed like Captain America leave. But guess what?
Everybody's dressed like Captain America. All of them. Well, all the girls.
Well, all the girls on the dance floor. There's a big group of girls dressed like Captain America. And as soon as we get back to the room, like, Ariel's got the evidence, like, for her friends. And then all of the
roommates. What's great about it, though, is because at the beginning, the roommates are all just wearing, like, a witch outfit, like a devil outfit and, like, a butterfly outfit. So you're like, oh, they're just going to a Halloween party. But then, as you were just saying,
when everybody comes back from the party, all the roommates are dressed like Captain America in different outfits, like different yes. combinations, like their own version. So it's like not just Ariel, they're all the captain.
They all set Captain up this America. Plan to get back at Elliot for, you know,
not even to get back at him, but to bring him to justice.
Bring him to justice for what he did to their friend. And it's like respect. And then that's another like moment that you're like tearful reading this. You're like, oh my God, this is so good.
And then not only that, not only do they have the evidence, it's going on the news. You're not going to jail. You're going to prison.
And they're going to back it up too. They're going to back it all up. She says, I'll give it back after I back it up and like release it to the public so everybody can know. Like, respect.
Ain't nothing getting swept under the rug today. And the fact that she's like, their friend is so grateful. She said, you did all this for me. They're like, yeah, and we can't undo what happened, but we can make it really hard for him to do it again. Period.
And it was
that
such a good
is girls
story.
Supporting girls.
It is. And then they even say, like, we'll make you a shield next time, too, so that way she can be Captain America. There it goes.
Exactly.
The the legacy of Captain America goes farther than Steve Rogers.
Yes, and the fact that Ariel, she uses, like, she's such a brave person. Like, not only does she use her skills here, where people need her, she uses them, you know, to fight Nazis, which is probably not something a 19-year-old girl signed up for.
I was about to say that, too. I was about to be like, well, you know, you can't make me fight Nazis, because these are superpowered Nazis, too. They're just not, like, your regular white supremacist, you know? You're not putting me in that fight. I'm sorry.
These Nazis can do magic.
Exactly. You're not going to.
I don't know. Well, I guess we have to be in the fight, you know, being minorities.
Well, they even Steve, even or if like you read like a little back page about Ariel, he makes some comment about something like, I'm gonna write her a letter to recommendation to her college.
He said they should be proud to have her as a student.
Yeah.
And Sam said, you can't write a permission slip for vigilante activity, Steve. And Steve said, like, I can try. Sam
so
really
funny.
Said, gotta keep a lid on her involvement if we can. I don't know what they said about Nichelle, but I mean, hopefully they helped end her legal problems. Like, can y'all please call the, where is Matt Murdock? She needs some help.
Honestly, right? I've been thinking about that as I was reading this too. I was like, where's Matt and where's like the night nurse? Like, these are the people that should just be traveling with them during this whole episode or whole situation.
First of
you
all,
know,
I'm going to say something that sounds bad. I don't want to bring Daredevil on a road trip. He could hear too much and smell too much. He seems like he'd be annoying on a long trip. Anybody with super senses, I don't want y'all with me on a long trip.
He also only has like,
unless you're Wolverine, because Wolverine's gross. So
Wolverine looks like he smells bad.
He smells bad, but he looks like he smells like outside.
Bad, not like the good outside, because yeah, whatever, that's the side thing. But you know, you can't bring Matt either, because he's only qualified in New York. It's not like he's gonna help this girl in Boston.
And also, I don't want him sniffing me.
What do you think it's like? Never mind, I'm not even gonna go into that. I'm not gonna open that can of worms unless we record. So there it ends. That one ends, and it's like, okay, Sin is kidnapped.
Cynthia. Cynthia.
Hatemonger got away with, what was her name? Big Barda? I'm just kidding. That's DC.
Hey, don't ever slander Big Barda like that. Barda Free did not.
I know, I said it.
It's Warrior Woman or Commander Krieger or whatever. Some nicey ass bitch with a Dutch braid. That's who it is.
That's who it is. Warrior Woman.
Some bitch named Julia.
They get away and it's like, okay. Okay, and at this point, this is when Bucky and everybody separates and they split up and go do their own thing. And Sam.
So it's Sam and Sam, right?
It's Sam, John, Ariel, and Steve Bucky. Together.
Huh. Yeah. Oh, okay. So who was with? Oh, no. Okay. So that's where we have Captain Merrick and Bucky and Ariel in issue 5.
Yes.
And Captain Merrick.
And Speed
Demon. He is not one of the captains in the Captain's Network. He is just along for the ride. So he's our fifth Captain America.
He's just no longer the ride.
He is. And they end up in Colorado Springs because he has to go pick up his daughter. Because he's like, I'll help y'all, but I need to make sure my baby is safe. And I was like, respect.
And should, yeah. And then Steve kind of, he's like, oh my God, I'm going to jump the gun when I know how to stop them, blah, blah, blah. Long story short, it's a trap. Some shit goes wrong. And what are the teams right now? It is, because there's two separate teams. So we have Steve and John Walker.
Wait, they get the information because John Walker gets in a room with Sin and just starts beating the dog shit out of her, which I was like, damn, not violence against women. But then I remembered that she was a Nazi. So I was like, damn, violence against women.
I don't think it counts as woman if you're a Nazi. Sorry.
Exactly.
Be not me bitch. Just shitting on Nazis this whole episode. That's what this episode is. Hashtag fuck Nazis.
Episode 17, F Nazis, aka United States of Cap.
Okay, so what are the teams at this point? We have John Walker and Steve. And I think...
And Sam.
And Sam. Okay, and Sam. And then you have Bucky,
and Aaron, Ariel. I guess, too, by default.
I thought Aaron was the other team. It doesn't matter. Okay, so this is the part where... This is my biggest beef with this part, or this whole story.
They all split up, and it doesn't make sense. And also, what they're doing really doesn't make sense. They're trying to fight the hate monger, but they have to, like... Honestly, it would be better if some people just read it, because trying to explain it, it would not make sense, because it doesn't really make sense. This is where they lost the plot, but it was still cool.
And again, if you were reading the first three issues, you know exactly where this plot is going. You can see all this coming. So I'm like, how did the team of superheroes not see this coming? I could see it coming reading this. But and then the whole time that they're separated, Captain Merrick is just talking to Bucky, and he's like, no, you're a Captain America too, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, leave this man alone. Just let him be Bucky. He doesn't need to be like Steve's pet, basically. That's what they're trying to, I don't know. I hate it. Just let Steve be Steve.
What Bucky I really like about Bucky is that he really will assert his personhood. He'll be like, listen, I feel like Steve sometimes does not understand that he can't just be bossing my ass around because I'm not 12 years old. I don't think he gets that.
Mm-hmm. But then they spend this whole time like gaslighting him into being Captain America. So he puts on the Captain America costume again. And I was like,
stop. Well, they didn't gaslight him, but they strongly encouraged him when they could have just left it alone. Because Sam wouldn't put on his little Captain America costume does not mean that Bucky had to. I was happy to see Bucky back in his Captain American costume. Don't get me wrong. I just don't think he should be Captain America. I don't even think you should claim to do that. I was like, ooh.
And it's the fact that
shit up right now.
Bucky even gives examples about why he doesn't think that he should be Captain America in this issue, but they still put him in examples. This costume. And then it's like, this, you know, I just didn't agree with the actual story at this point.
But the thing that was so funny is that when Hatemonger like gets out, he's dressed like some kind of fucking dark magician from Yugi.
Yes, he looked exactly like the dark magician.
You should have me hollering.
So
their plan was to hypnotize America. That's all I could say. And somehow they have these unqualified people, like the Captain's Network, performing these major acts of heroism, which, don't get me wrong, is really cool. But I was so terrified. And
here's the thing. They're not super serum. They don't have the powers that Steve has. You can't bring normal people to a fight against superpowered Nazis. You just can't do that.
Some Nazi wizard bitches. You can't.
You can't.
But it was cool to see the extent of the Captain's Network, because in issue 5, I was going to say episode 5 like you, but I'm too cool. You see the full extent of the Captain's Network, and then they tell you there's even more, and you're like, what? So, and then you see all these cool people in the background, like, who you haven't been introduced to, and they don't introduce you at all. They're just like, yeah, know they're there and suffer.
That part's pretty cool. I do like that we get to see a huge... Because it's like, it's a very big group of captains, y'all. Like, it's a huge group of captains. And you get to see a bunch of them, but it's still not all of them. There's...
Like, this is a real network. And, like, knowing that they have people throughout the country who have decided that Captain America means something to them, and they just took up the mantle on their own. That is so cool. And I feel like that was such a good way to... It was a good way that they were moving, you know? I just... that they had kept...
Couldn't they have been like, you know, back in the secret hideout, just giving information through telecoms or something? Like, they didn't need to be a part of the fight against Nazis. Like, you don't need to do that.
If I gotta haul my cookies out here, I'm gonna get my lick in on these Nazis.
I am not fighting that 7 foot tall, super powered Nazi Ariel. Woman. I'm not doing
Ariel
that.
Ariel jumped out of a plane with Steve Rogers. That's the one where I would have did that.
I'm just not.
No, wait, it wasn't with Steve. I think that was with Bucky.
That one was with Bucky. Cousin. Yeah.
Yeah. I would have did that.
You're not putting me in that fight. I'm sorry. I'm not fighting first the all, fucking embodiment of Hitler's consciousness. I'm not fighting that.
I'm not fighting Hitler's
mind. You cannot pay me for that shit. What the hell?
Well, listen, the only way I would do it is if I'm the last line of defense. Like, if I was a superhero, I would have to be the... I don't care how powerful I am. I'm the last one that y'all call before the world is about to explode.
Exactly. And the fact that Steve and Bucky and Sam were all there, I think that's enough. That's a pretty strong team right there.
No, because they was getting their ass beat. We needed some more captains, but I'm just saying I wouldn't have been one of them.
I wasn't
like
one of
the
them.
Dude in the football outfit. If I was him, I would have went and played my game because I know he had a game that night.
You know how
I would have been like...
Like, Steve couldn't get anybody on the line. I'm the one that you can't get on the line. I'm not showing up for this fight.
They'd be like, I pinged Andrew, but he left me on red.
New phone, who this? Steve Rogers, don't call me.
First of all, I would have had his number pre-blocked once I got the call. And some once somebody else called me and was like, Captain's a symbol. I'm like,
who? That's when you First take the of costume all- off. I'm no longer a captain.
If I was in the Captain's Network, I would be there strictly for information gathering purposes. I would keep the Captain's Network connected.
Exactly.
Know, I'm the IT guy. That's my job.
Exactly.
Actually, so, that seems like the worst job to have because then you have everybody's information. So you're the first person they go after.
That's true, too. I don't think there's any winning. I don't want to fight the Nazis like that. You know, not superpowered Nazis, regular Nazis, sure. Superpowered
I'll beat
Nazis.
I'll the shit out of a Nazi, don't get me wrong. But I'm not fighting Nazis that can do magic.
I know. What did Nichelle say earlier? She goes, sometimes you just need to punch a Nazi in the face. And I was like,
she said, we all like punching Nazis. I like, period. That. That's first of all, that's black girl magic.
Yeah. So let me just say again, fuck Nazis. Overall, Nazis. I thought this was a very good story. There was just a lot of symbolism that didn't work for me. Also, sorry, side note, one thing at the end, they all gave up their shields to the Smithsonian at the end. I was like,
well, I didn't
still
think they
need
were giving
those.
Them. I don't think they were giving them up permanently. I think they were just showing them in the museum. I think that's what they wanted Steve's for initially. I think just to show. But
you still need those.
I need one of us to be there to guard them. Because Steve, somebody ran in his apartment, beat the shit out of him, and stole his shit. I want my shit back.
Exactly.
Especially Joe, because that's part of his like regalia. Like, I need my shit back.
And all of them, like it's Aaron especially, he made that shield himself. You know, he doesn't have someone making him vibranium shields. Or in Steve's case, once he loses his shield, he gets like a little electric shield on his arm, which is kind of cool looking, I guess. But since Sam starts making fun of him for it, he's like, that looks like one of those beer signs that you see in the back of a bar. Like,
I'm mad because Sam called him a low budget bitch on the cool.
He did. That shield was actually kind of cool, though. But like I said, you can't throw that shield. What is the point of having it?
You can throw it, but not.
It's attached to his arm. I mean,
it's
I guess
like
all
a hologram
are,
type
but,
thing.
Yeah, you know. You
yeah,
know.
So you can throw it. Now is it going to come back? You can't make light come back.
But that's what I'm saying. They need their shields. Even why would you give them up even for a little bit?
Yeah.
Again, this was just symbolism again to just try to, I get the point they were trying to make with all this
it
symbolism.
It was like, these are the people that need to be recognized. All of our Captain Americas. I was like, ah.
See, again, not
that's
me,
sweet. Thank you. You would have been the one Captain America to keep their shield, huh?
I'm blocking that number too as soon as they call, like, block. But no, overall, I do think this was a really good story. I know I shit on it a lot just because I had some problems with it, which have been discussed, but I do think everybody should read this because it was really good. And it had good meaning behind everything that it put into the story. It really did.
Honestly, my favorite part about issue 5 was that there was no side story for Captain America. I was like, I don't want to read that shit.
I do like that they put... Because, like I said, they introduced us to a lot of new characters, so I'm glad that they gave us backstories to the character without really ruining the story, you know? I think they did that in a very clever way.
And I think it would be cool as, like, an Independence Day thing. I think it'd be cool, since it's, like, Steve Rogers' birthday or whatever, I think it'd be cool with all to gather all of the, like, patriotic superheroes, like Patriot, Miss America, Steve... The captains. I think that would be a cool story. I think this is something that could be brought back, like how Multiversity brought back like the Hall of Heroes. And I think this is a good idea. And I would like to see more of these characters. I just don't know in what way. Like, we got to see, bringing it back to one of my favorite comics, We Are Robin. We got to see Duke Thomas become Signal and be part of the Bat family. I think it'd be cool to keep up with some of them.
Yeah, but I don't know how you would do that unless you were to write like a individual story of each of them, or like maybe an individual story of just the network of captains where they all team up to do whatever they do.
I just think they should get to come back.
Yeah, I don't know how you would do it, but I agree. I think that they should come back. It can't be too hard. I'm not the writer.
Exactly. So I don't know who I need to pimp Andrew out to get this.
Okay, so we didn't say it at the beginning, but this was written by Christopher Cantwell and Josh Trujillo. Yeah, so just because we forgot to mention that part.
They will be listed in the notes. Also, I looked in the file on the Captain America of Harrisburg, and Steve was like, yeah, I'm going to write Ariel a letter of recommendation to the school or whatever. And Steve and Sam were just like, damn, I don't know how we're going to help Nichelle. I hope she got backup to rely on.
Not Nichelle. I think Nichelle is actually one of my favorites in this one. Actually, no, they're all my favorites in different ways.
The drip is unmatched. Like,
it really is.
Well, actually, for every Captain America, the drip was unmatched. Because Ariel, we didn't even talk about her outfit. She's got this, like, kind of mask leading up from, like, her nose around the rest of her face. Hair out, of course. We love a hair out moment. She has, like, a little, it's like a dress uniform. Not like a military dress uniform. Like, it's a dress. And she has, like, leggings and things. But, like, it's more Halloween costumey than everyone else's. But it gives what it was supposed to have gave.
And if she had one of those shields with, like, the 3 points at the top instead of just, like, a regular circle shield like everybody else. I don't know what shields are called.
She's like the OG Captain America shield.
Yeah, I don't know what you call that type of shield, but it's cool. I liked it. It really matched the vibe. And I also liked Aaron's costume because he had all the tattoos and then he had like a bandana covering his half of his face. I was like, we still know who you are. You know that, right, Aaron?
But like, here's the thing. Like, no, it's like Nichelle where like you have purple hair and your legs look like tree trunks.
We know who you are.
You flip around and beat the shit out of people. We know, like, at least Joe is not trying to hide who he is at all. He has a mask, yeah, but everybody knows who he is.
Yeah,
he literally wore the Captain America uniform at a party. Well, not a party. I'm not saying that fairly. Let me look up where he was really quick.
Okay, and I just want to say, like, one more thing before we actually finish this up. Even if you don't read all of the Captain America story, you should at least read all the side stories about all these characters because they're all very interesting and they're all very good and all their stories will make you feel some type of way. Like all of them will.
And they will. He didn't wear the full Captain America outfit, but he literally has a shield on his chest at a powwow, at the annual Kickapoo powwow. So I was like, people know who you are.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I don't know. They were all very culturally connected to the neighborhood, to the area that they were from. They were all
Joe was very popular in the neighborhood. Everybody loves Joe.
Joe is that guy.
Yeah, he's like your neighbor that everybody loves. Everybody talks to. Everybody goes to. You know, everybody's probably having a party at Joe's house all like every weekend. You know what I mean?
He looks like his barbecue is fire.
Yeah, exactly. Come on, Joe. We just gave him even more of a backstory. Look at us.
Just like Ariel, I know she's probably studying graphic design or something. She just looks like.
I feel like she's a psychology major. She looks like a psychology major.
Really, to you?
Yeah.
I was really thinking graphic design. Or she looks like a dark horse. Like if you, like when somebody tells you they're studying law or something, you're like, you?
Mm-hmm.
Or what if she's like business administration?
I actually could see that one. She's probably going to go be like the HR of some big fancy company somewhere. I could see that for Ariel.
First of all, if she does, I'm going to need Steve Rogers to write that recommendation. Tony, y'all need HR. Reed, y'all need HR. I need him to be
helping Steve, our girl. You're not going to either one of those people. I don't trust actually, either one of them.
Horrible idea. I can't believe I really just hold with my chest recommended Reed Richards for anything, knowing that I think Reed Richards is two steps away from becoming a villain.
Same with Tony. You know what? She should just go work with Jessica Drew. I feel like she can do that really well. Or
just
even
don't
like,
get her a job at S.W.O.R.D. or anything.
Oh, no. I feel like she would accidentally end up there and then like take down the whole company because she figures out their secrets. That's why am I just imagining all these? Anyways, okay, we can finish
see,
up.
See, that's why we're telling you, Marvel Comics, put some more on our captains because I would like to see. I want to see Nichelle out in the community. You know, I want to see her with. I don't maybe not teaming up with the Avengers, but like on a like the Champions can't run through Harrisburg. You know what I'm saying? I don't want her near the Avengers. This was too much excitement for me. I was scared one of them was going to get hurt, but this is an anniversary miniseries, so nobody was going to get killed.
And that's also why I'm saying that everybody should. I highly recommend all these backstories of these characters because they're so easy to relate to or feel or connect with in some kind of way. That's why we just came up with the whole backstories for three of them. Like,
because listen, so. as raggedy and horrible as America can be, we are all Americans together.
We are all captains.
And that's all for this week's episode of True Believers.
Thank you for all of your support. We'll see you next Wednesday, the 17th, after we watch the Eternals movie, which I am very excited for. I know it's been getting a lot of criticism, but it's also been getting a lot of love. And I feel like I'm going to be on the love side of this. So, you know.
Listen, at the end of the day, I don't care what you people say about this movie, but make sure you watch your mouth. Be respectful, because Richard Madden. When Richard Madden shows up, I need you to, if you ain't got nothing nice to say, you need to close your mouth. Period. We're available on all major streaming platforms. And if you really like the show, please leave us a review and continue sharing with your friends. We really appreciate it, and it really helps us. As always, if you want to leave a suggestion on what we read or watch, you can find and DM us on social media. You can email us, leave us a voicemail at 650-761-2629, or you can just join our Discord group, which we started to connect with people.
Yeah.
Okay. Thanks, everyone. Bye.
Bye.